Alaska has a tremendous lever from what I've been able to read about your state and resources. One which would make it easier for you than for any one of the other 49 states to implement the kind of policy which Dick Cooley has just enunciated. And that is that I understand that some 99.9% of your land is in some form of public ownership. This means that at the present moment you have control as a society, as a state, and as part of a nation over what is obviously the major economic attraction of this state. Now, it is not apparently the land itself, but the prospect that somewhere over this great extent of land, certain ores, minerals, biological products may be found and exploited in terms of the technology of the time. Mention has been made that Alaska's period of accelerated development is occurring in the latter part of the 20th century, and that the major period of economic development, at least in the 48 states to the south, occurred 100 years ago. And a lot of things have happened since, especially in our concept of how natural resources might be exploited. The principal evidence of the commitments of the states to the south 100 years ago indicated that there was a capital short nation with a great deal of undeveloped land and a vast population which had only its muscular energy to offer. And the Homestead Act was almost an inevitable product of that situation. And it led to the subdivision of lands among hundreds of thousands of people. And one of the problems that we have today in the 20th century in the 48 states to the south is that the kind of management of land carried out by small individuals without much capital, because most families don't have much capital to invest, is inadequate to the task. And we are beginning to see that in order to handle the task adequately, land must be assembled in much larger units to respond to the scale of operations that the end of this 20th century require. Now, you can manage your lands with a completely different concept of how they might be utilized than was possible in an age of capital deficiency. There's capital from all over the world which is ready to invest in Alaska. And you needn't call upon people with small reserves to work on small parcels. Now, if one were to look down on the landscape of the Los Angeles basin, where one of the most rapidly growing metropolitan areas in the world is in the process of evolution, you might be surprised to note that right on the edge of very intensive settlement, there are large open spaces. It seems to be a very curious anomaly. And if you investigate that situation on the